Almost all 4,000 miles of the Lewis and Clark Expedition's journey from St. Louis to the Pacific Ocean occurred on waterways. Rivers were the superhighways across North America in the early 1800s. The Corps of Discovery began its quest on the Missouri River in May 1804 with a large keelboat and two smaller vessels called pirogues. Traveling upstream was no easy task. They had to fight the constant upstream current and were sometimes forced to pull the boats in the water with ropes in the scorching summer heat. Violent storms often caught them by surprise. The crew suffered from boils and dysentery, and ticks and mosquitoes swarmed constantly. Meriwether Lewis often explored the surrounding banks with his dog Seaman. William Clark wrote that Lewis went out to the woods and found many curious plants and shrubs. Scientific observations and discovery of the natural environment were the main purpose of the expedition. The Corps relied on the natural resources along the river for survival. Diary entries during their time up the Missouri River make almost daily references to hunting deer, buffalo, and elk. Today, you can walk in the footsteps of these intrepid explorers at the Lewis and Clark Missouri River Basin Visitor Center, situated on a bluff overlooking the river. Exhibits inside feature the 300 plants and animals that the Corps recorded. Full-size replicas of their boats, supplies, and a Native American earth lodge are on display. The 79 acres surrounding the center includes 2.5 miles of free nature trails, along which you will pass some of the same plants Lewis and Clark described in their journals.